political vengeance plots, then it, that's what it is.
There's been a lot of that recently. The Arifureta, like last year or whatever, and just kind of, oh yeah, we're gonna take this awful character and make him the main character so that everything he did is perfectly okay because it's for revenge or justice or because I feel like it. I was like, that's totally a good reason to support this character. Like, oh yeah, okay, that's a very healthy outlook and sort of view. It's the same thing with Shield Hero and stuff, I guess. And that was wildly popular.
Well, Shield Hero, I feel like, was a different story because, as the proponents of the series very correctly pointed out, like, he had to buy a slave. He literally was backed into this corner by the entire world conspiring against him in that moment, and it was either that or die. So, like, it's not that the show ever tried to present slavery in a positive light. It was, like, what the fuck else is he gonna do?
It's... that I always forget about that because there was the whole controversy of people going, oh, no, slavery good, whoa, bad anime, whoa, promoting unhealthy worldviews. But it's more the stuff that a big part of, I don't know, people starting discussions is it, remember that queen or princess or whatever from the first episode who was a massive raging bitch? And everyone hates and she should totally die? Like, come on, really? You don't need to make that the main focus of anything. It didn't become the main focus of the story, but people really focused on it. People,
I mean, she's not a character. She's a plot device.
She's
a thing to move the story along.
Conflict engine, indeed.
Yeah, that's... the level of cartoonish evil displayed by all of the characters in the beginning was like kind of unbelievable for me. I think the only reason I even like kept up with it beyond the initial couple episodes was because I knew that Kevin Pankin was working on the soundtrack.